I'd like to share some verses of scripture with you from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. The King James Version uses a word in these verses called stronghold. The New American Standard Bible uses fortress. And let's talk a little bit about this. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. That's 2 Corinthians 3, excuse me, 10, 3 through 5. Let's pray and ask God to bless his word. Lord, we thank you for all those who were able to come to the Wednesday prayer service, and we ask that we will be blessed by being together, and that you'll bless your word to our hearts as I give a few thoughts. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We are using some thoughts and notes on prayer that I've gathered over the years, gleaning from different authors and different messages and different studies. Tonight I'm going to talk about these particular verses, realizing that it gives us two key factors in our life to help us in our Christian life. And you'll notice that those two key factors are the Word of God and prayer. A stronghold or a fortress in any argument is something that sets itself against God. We have lots of fortresses or strongholds that we might face in our life in different aspects. We can all identify something in our past or even present or even get ready for something in the future because we know as life goes along, it has its challenges. Our weapons against these strongholds, we can notice four things about them. The Word of God and prayer, they are not weapons of this world. Secondly, they have divine power. They're not dependent on our power, but it's the power of God. Thirdly, they are associated with the knowledge of God. And fourthly, their purpose of strongholds is to take our thoughts captive and effectively eliminate the stronghold, we have to have a grasp on. Our two weapons in our warfare are very strong weapons. And thank God that they are divine weapons. And as we get busy with the cares of life and our obligations of life, we forget about those strongholds many times. And excuse me, we forget about those powers to deal with the strongholds. So the fortresses or the strongholds are like buildings that are very unlikely that we can get rid of them with just a little effort. And most of the time, in a spiritual way of speaking, we can't do it in our own effort. We need the right tools to tear them down. We are plagued with the idea of thinking that if we hope about something and if we just stare at it and we think through it really briskly and try to deal with the situation, that that's the best way to deal with a difficulty. But those are really the wrong tools. They might be natural for we as human beings, but they are carnal weapons. Pure determination won't get rid of some of the obstacles that we have in our Christian lives. And secular psychology and denial in different areas, that won't deal with it either. They won't fall by determination, but yet they must be demolished. So God has handed us these two sticks of dynamite, as it were, so we can demolish these fortresses that we face in our lives. And that's through His Word and through prayer. So, of course, it's important for us to memorize Scripture. And of course, it's important for us to take time to pray. Otherwise, why do you think the devil's always preoccupying us so we don't have time to pray? We have to arrange our priorities so that we can do that. What does prayer do? It keeps us in communication with God. This is the goal of our entire believing life, that we have communication with God. And this is God's desire, that His children, during all of our Christian lives, that we have communication with Him. The ultimate goal is not power, but the ultimate goal is communication and intimacy with God. He wants to give us many things, but more than things, anything, He wants us to know who He is as the giver. Knowing God. We all know that verse that says, "Be still and know that I am God." And yet, we find ourselves so busy, we're not properly doing that. Warfare itself is not our focus. Godliness is our strength in battle. God will enforce prayer as a weapon of warfare for us because God's goal is to keep us connected to Him. The way to make our thoughts come under control is obedience to Jesus, and to learn and choose to think about Jesus' thoughts about different matters, and rather bringing our own thoughts under control of spiritual thoughts and the teachings and principles of the Word of God. One of the best ways of thinking God's thoughts instead of our own is by becoming more familiar with His promises. I don't know if you've actively thought about it, and I'm not even sure if I have the right number here, but how many promises do you think the Word of God has in it? Anybody want to throw out a guess? There's no wrong answers. I've got to give you what I found, but how many promises does the Word of God have? A few thousand, a few hundred, a few thousand. Someone took the time to count them, and I don't have a way to check if he was accurate or not. If you want to take that as a project, amen. 31,173 promises in the Word of God. How many do we know? Therein lies our fallacy itself. We don't know all the promises of God. And yet we have them available to us in His Word. So we're reminded that God gave us two powerful weapons to deal with the challenges that we face in our life. The scripture talked about strongholds in the King James Version, and in our NASB, it's fortresses, but not good fortresses. It's things that stand against us. So thank the Lord, He likes to equip His children. And we're here tonight to take advantage of one of those by not only spending a few minutes in, or both of them, a few minutes in the Word of God, and to have some time in prayer.